Welcome to Rad Sports.
I'm Rico.
And I'm Dax.
Let's get into it.
Did you know that you can submit questions on our Instagram at Rad Sports? Today we're going to start off with a question submission from Juan.
Which college football team do you think will have the biggest turnaround this next season? What do you think?
Probably Michigan. I don't want to say it because I'm an Ohio State fan, but it's probably going to be Michigan because they got the number one quarterback recruit, like Bryce Underwood or whatever. So if he starts, and I mean, they'll probably get plenty of other good recruits. So I think Michigan.
Well, Juan thinks Florida State. What do you think about that?
I think they'll be better than they were last year. I mean, didn't they fire their whole coaching staff?
I mean, probably. Probably should have done that two years ago when they lost to Georgia. But the whole team was basically hurt.
Yeah, backups.
I don't know what you do about that. Basically, the Lions.
Their whole defense.
You know more about college football and professional. I just know. I don't know anything about college.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get into the college football playoff.
I think Miami will do, like, a bit better.
But I think that Florida State will be bowl eligible.
So I would pick Miami because I don't know a ton about college football. But I would just pick them because even though Cam Borders leading, you're getting Carson back. And, yeah, I just think they could have a turnaround because they did good, like, the first half of the season, but the second, they did not do too well. So now we go into our big news. And thanks for the question, Ron.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rad Sports. And now, a word from our sponsor.
If you are buying or selling a home in the Spokane area, consider using your favorite agent, Phoebe Webb, with the Windermere City Group. She truly stands out from the rest.
Ohio State wins the national championship. This is the best thing that's happened on Rad Sports ever, Broderick.
Debatable. Oh, shit.
Bro.
Not debatable, but I wanted Ohio State to win because I did not want Notre Dame to beat us.
I mean, they beat Ohio Georgia. State.
Sadly, we had too many turnovers. But now we will talk about the Ohio State Notre Dame game.
Okay, so the first quarter, Riley Leonard and the Notre Dame offense have an 18-play touchdown drive. And I went, uh-oh, because I'm an Ohio State fan, because they just quarterback drawed it on us like 14 times.
Yeah.
And they got a touchdown off of that. So I was like,
And then there was no time left for Ohio State to answer in the first quarter. But the second quarter, they answer with 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah Smith and then Quashawn Judkins scores 2 rushing touchdowns.
So Ohio State with 21 unanswered points after Notre Dame has that 7. And it was good because our defense had a lot of time to rest. And, I think we adjusted some things because we weren't very good run defense in that first drive. But we turned it around. And then in the third quarter, another touchdown by Quashawn Judkins. He's got
3
touchdowns.
And then put a little field goal there, but then Notre Dame comes back. Not comes back, but they score a touchdown.
And a 2-point conversion.
So now it is 31-15 going to the fourth quarter. Everybody is like, okay, Ohio State, easy win. But then fourth quarter, Notre Dame scores.
Again, they get the 2-point conversion.
So now it is a 1-score game with...
By 8 points.
8 points, so they still would have to get another 2-point conversion.
And there's 4 minutes and 14 seconds left.
And they're hoping to stop Ohio State, but they can't. Ohio State scores a field goal with 26 seconds left. And it's a 2-point game.
It wasn't a 2-point game.
Yeah.
It was a 12-point game. or 11-point game now.
Oh, I mean two-possession game.
Oh, two-possession game, yeah.
So they can't do anything. They lose. Ohio State wins.
Yeah, so Ohio State had 445 total yards, 231 passing yards, 214 rushing yards, and 7.2 yards per play. And Notre Dame had 308 total yards, 255 passing yards, only 53 rushing yards, which was great because I thought that was going to be one of our main problems. They've got two good running backs and a great
quarterback,
but they like didn't hand the ball off.
Yeah, which was kind of weird.
Like, that was confusing.
Because they got a good running back. Like,
yeah, they just didn't hand it off to him.
I don't think they have the best wide receivers either. They got a pretty good...
Their wide receivers are pretty good.
Okay. Like, but, and then Riley Leonard is a probably better runner quarterback than a passing quarterback. Right?
No. The quarterbacks are better.
Okay, yeah.
But I was really confused because they did not hand the ball off to him.
Yeah. So if you're Notre Dame in that position and you were going into the second quarter and they score and it is now 7-7, I would just want to run the ball, get 3 to 4 yards per play, and then, yeah, that's how you win.
Yeah, that was confusing. He had 4 carries, only 4 carries in the game against Ohio State.
For
3 yards. So, yeah, we shut him down those 4 carries.
His longest rush was 2 yards, and he was averaging 0.8 per carry.
But, like, still.
I mean, he still could have broken out, I feel like. You know what I mean? They only gave him 4 carries.
I know. That's, and, yeah. Like some other running back.
Like sometimes Derrick Henry, like going into the second half, he only has like 5 carries for 4 yards, and then the second half he just destroys. He just gets like an 86-yard touchdown, 34-yard play, stuff like that.
Yeah, their second string running back, Jadarian Price, only had 3 carries, so they just like didn't run the ball this game. Except for that first
position. Drive.
Yeah.
When it was like
10
fourth and one, 3rd and 2, they're just gonna run it. They're gonna do a quarterback
draw.
Sneak.
Quarterback draw.
Quarterback draw. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how that game went.
Great game.
Yeah. Yep. Now we'll be talking about Commanders Philly game. So, Commanders kick a field goal. Yeah, because they got a fourth down conversion like twice. And then Philly answers with a Saquon Barkley 60-yard rushing touchdown play.
On the first play of the drive.
I'm pretty sure he's number one in 60-yard rushing plays in like just the whole season with playoffs combined.
Yeah, I think he's got like 6. But this game was a beatdown. There was one time it was... 12-14. Well, the Commanders never had the lead, but
except for
when it was 3-0. So they never had the lead.
So,
and they got beat down. It was 55-23 Eagles at the end of this game.
So yeah. So at like mid second quarter, it was 12-14. Eagles are winning. Commanders kind of seem like hopeful. At the end of the second quarter, it was 15-23 Eagles. And then at the end of the third quarter, it was 23-34 Eagles. Commanders still have a chance to win it because you still got another 15 minutes. But fourth quarter is when the Eagles are like,
we're just
going to not let this happen. And then they just destroy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they score 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So, a recap, it was close at the start.
Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
Thank you for listening to Rad Sports. Dax
and Rico out.